In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans, it is now time for 90 News, where we look at all of your hot takes with your hosts, Brian Navarro and Pete Ferrero. It's time once again for 90 News. Okay, 90 News is back, which is very exciting. It's taken a hiatus, but it's returned, and we have Brian Navarro. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Supposedly, we're on Instagram Live. We'll see if that's true or not.
I hope that's the case.
if not, we will post it there. Brian, how long ago has it been since you started this Reddit page that you have?
Oh, boy. Well, I joined, I want to say it was 6 years ago, around there. I didn't start it. A guy named Tommy started it. Shout out to Tommy for watching. But I'm the one that started the weekly rewatches, and that's what really gained a lot of traction on the sub and what helped it grow. And so I've been there for about 6 years, moderating and doing weekly discussions on there.
So that's exciting, man. And it's grown over the last few years, yes?
Yeah, we recently hit 10K about a month ago. So yeah, it's growing and growing.
And on this page, you are reviewing episodes. People are bringing on hot takes. They're saying what's on their mind. And what is the topic that was, you know, we talked earlier this week, and you told me what was the current top post. So what is the current top post?
Oh, yeah. The top post this week was one made by user SunnyD55, and it was discussing the season 7 finale, particularly when David and Donna finally get intimate, so to speak.
Yes. Donna finally loses her virginity to David, right?
Yes. And it's the famous line of David says, how'd I get so lucky? And Donna says, well, you waited. And the big hot topic is, I mean, did he really wait? I mean,
there's Ariel Hunter in the mix, you know, but so, Hunter, yeah. So what were some of the comments that you saw? What were some of the people saying?
Well, the majority of them were agreeing with the original post, you know, saying, like you said, you know, they got Ariel Hunter in the mix. I mean, he needed Clear after that, and then Val, and I think wasn't there in season 3, like almost something with Nikki?
There was almost something with Nikki.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have
hilarious comments. Like there was one saying, he waited in that he waited for her to get ready in the bathroom for the actual main event to happen.
All right. Well, let's bring on the author and writer of them sleeping together, finally, Larry Mullen.
Hello. I think my glasses off. I don't need it. Good to see you, Brian. Good to see you, Pete. Good to see 90 News come back. I figured I'd bring out my old Larry Don Mullen roving reporter.
I love it.
As a kind of a little honor to Melanie, who I miss.
Yes.
I mean, look, I wrote that, and I would like to clear it up right now.
Well, let me, before we even get into it, the person says, you waited is the most nonsensical line in the show. You wrote that line. Yeah. You waited.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, let's remember one thing. Is there any place, Brian, I know you know the show backwards and forward, almost as good as Dr. Weiss, the dean of teen dramology, but nowhere in the thing does Brian ever say virginity is an important issue to him. David, I'm talking about. David, right. That's virginity is Donna's issue. It's not David's issue. He never said, we'll both keep virgins till we marry. He never said that.
Right.
What he did was he didn't overly pressure her. That was an important issue to her, but he kept coming back to her. He waited, and eventually he waited so long that they got married. So, yes, he waited. Was that his issue, virginity? Nowhere does he ever say, I have to be a virgin till I'm married, or I need to keep waiting. It doesn't happen. So it's all in your mind. You're seeing it through Donna's eyes. Virginity was very important to Dave, to Donna, and she kept it as long as she could to the end of college. And that was something he had to respect. He didn't overpressure. He certainly didn't rape her or anything like that.
No, right.
So yeah. So nothing happened there. He just waited till she was ready. So the line is not nonsensical. It's very meaningful. He could have gone off with any number of girls, but he kept coming back to Donna because he loved her. That's it.
No, I think it's a very valid point. Yeah. I do want to ask you before you leave about how important and the moment that this happened. This was a big moment in talking to Aaron Spelling about it to make this happen, right? This was...
You know, I hadn't realized that there had been an earlier time where Donna had gone to church or something. Chuck mentioned it the other night, which Aaron hated. Because I remember when we were finally going to do it, and I'm getting to write the episode, I went upstairs especially. I said, Aaron, we've waited this long. I said, should she go to like the church to a priest and have like a confession scene? He said, nah, just do it. And so we did.
All right, Larry Mullen, you're often about doing some stuff. Do you have anything that you would like to promote? Right. I mean, I'm always going to promote LarryMullen.com for you.
Well, look, I have a young adult novel called The Pool Guy's Kid coming out in March or April. It's going to be a big deal. It's really good. It's lots of kissing, lots of killing. It's the kind of stuff I do. There's triangles in it. There's all the stuff that you love. And I'm just really hoping that my 90210 fans really embrace it. And it'll be received. But yeah, you'll see a lot of publicity as we get closer to it. It's coming out of a publishing company called Shadeland House Press, who are really good people. I've got to get some book talk people going on this thing. I've got to get the Reddit board behind me. But yeah, I think it's really a worthy piece, and it takes place in Beverly Hills. It's about a kid who's a blue-collar kid from West L.A. whose father cleans pools in Beverly Hills. So he's kind of like the peon of the group, but he gets involved in a murder conspiracy cover-up, and he has to be chased all over L.A. with his friends. It's pretty cool.
Very awesome, Larry Mullen. Enjoy your day.
Anyway, before we go, so I just wanted to make sure everyone was clear, okay? Virginity, Donna's issue, not David's issue, okay? He respected her issue. He wanted to get laid, of course, many times.
Yes.
Checked it, but he didn't cross the line or whatever, but it was not his issue. But he kept coming back to her because he waited for her to be ready. Thank you.
Okay, Larry. Thank you so much for being here with
that. Best to you, Brian and Dave. Best to you, Pete. Good luck with this.
Thank you. All right, Brian, what's your take on Larry's hot take?
I can see... I definitely see his point, you know, how he says it's more of a Donna issue. He waited for Donna to be ready, which is true. But I mean,
think some of our Donna Martin fans are going to stick with he never waited, especially because of the way he cheated on her with the limo with Ariel Hunter.
That was rough. Yeah.
It's an aggressive sort of breakup moment, right? And then he's really horrible to her when he breaks up with her on Christmas, which we just saw, and her birthday.
And all of that in the span of season 4.
Yes. All right, Brian, this has been fun. Any other opinions, any thoughts that you want to share?
No, I think we'll just have to see till the next one.
All right. So right now you can also go to our Instagram page at BH90210 Show Podcast. In the stories, we have the question, did David actually wait for Donna? You can add your thoughts to this conversation. Thank you very much, Brian. This has been fun. And I will see you next Friday for more 90 News. All right.